Were these at dances or at play parties?
Oh, that's at dances. The play parties, they just sang the song, like, The Girl Left Behind Me, you know.
When you went to the store, if you got a bottle of vinegar or something, what did you have to put in the top of it?
Corks.
What if these were made out of rubber?
No, this is corks.
How about bleach when you got that?
Well, we didn't get bleach. There wasn't any bleach in those days.
Yeah. How about the late 20s when they did have bleach?
Well, Clorox, yeah, they had, rubber corks I had.
If you went in to get a...
They didn't screw the cap on like they do now.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. Poke them down.
Yeah, rubber cork.
Mm-hmm.
One of them flew out one day, and when the grocer was checking out my material, and I had on a wool dress, it flew all over me. It sort of spoiled the dress. I suppose we shook it, you know, it's Clorox.
Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything about it.
I washed it off, and I was going to the dentist, and so he put something on my dress that counteracted it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was. The dentist did. I was just getting ready to go to the dentist, and he put something on.
Well,
there.
It didn't take the color.
No, not so bad.
Well, good. Is that?
It's real Clorox.
The grocer had his wits about him. He should have thrown a box of soda on you.
Uh-huh. Yes, I think that maybe that's what he put on. Yes, but...
If you got a gallon of kerosene, what did they put in the mouth of the jug so they
potato.
Could fill it?
Potato. On the end of the can?
Yeah.
Potato. Now, wasn't that so funny?
It didn't shrink, though.
Well, sir, I've just seen them do that. Screw that, just pick up a potato and screw it on there. Well, sir, you know I've lost that fly so bad. The children.
That's all right. I'll
hold
get
it.
You come around here and I'll belt him.
Well, and I was lying down there afternoon there, and we went to Norman to get some things. I got some ice cream and things for the kids for the four. And they went with me this morning.
Did you put anything in a jug if you wanted to fill it? One of those things, well, if you're...
A funnel?
Yeah.
Yes. Just tin funnel. Some people used to when they lighted fires. We didn't do that. But I've known them to take wood ashes and put some kerosene on it. When they went to make a fire then, well, they'd take a spoonful of that and light that, you know, light the fire with.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make Richard. I found this one. It's not the long one.
Hey, that'll do the job. What did you call the steel part on a wagon wheel? The part that...
I think.
There he goes. The part that was on the ground, that touched the ground. Well, thank you.
Well, let me see. Tires. It's wagon tires.
Mm-hmm. What did these fit on?
On the spokes of the wagon, on the rim, spokes.
The tire and the rim and then the spokes?
Uh-huh, and then spokes. They sometimes would come off, you know, if you weren't careful.
Yeah.
If you let them.
The rim would shrink, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think you got him, didn't you?
No, I missed him. There were two of them there and I tried to get them both. You know, you get greedy and you don't get anything. I think I just scared them.
No, they shoed their horses too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshoe. Had blacksmith shop.
With horseshoes?
No, they had blacksmith shop. Yes, they shoed horses too.
Uh-huh. Did you do anything else with horseshoes?
No, we didn't.
Play games with them?
Yeah, pitch horseshoes. Oh yes, that was one of the games.